So welcome to another episode of Pauly Shore's Random Rants. So I'm on the plane right now, flying back from my friend Noah's wedding. I want to congratulate my friend Noah and his beautiful wife Melissa for having a baby. Or no, excuse me, they have a baby, it's Benjamin, but for getting married. And I actually flew in for just for it. It was a beautiful wedding. A lot of great people were there. My friend Jason Strauss was there, who's Noah's partner. I don't know, Mario Lopez. I think he's going to take Billy Bush's job, because Billy Bush, as you know, has been, you know, chumming up with Trump. You know, I was with him on the bus when they were finger banging those chicks. Who else? The Hilton sisters were there. That was fun. I got to see Perry Hilton. And then, who else? Nikki was there. What other people were there? I was there. And it was at the Ritz Hotel in New York. Oh, no, wait, not the Ritz. The Plaza Hotel in New York. So it was pretty cool. Anyways, flying back to LA right now. There's a baby crying, of course. Why wouldn't there be a baby crying on the plane? Baby's not, it's not shrieking, but it's definitely crying. If it was shrieking, you know, people's faces would be very, ooh, there, I can hear the baby. If I had a baby, I would give the baby Valium, just to relax the baby, and not a lot, just a little bit under the tongue, you know, to relax the baby so the other passengers can kind of, enjoy the flight. You know, every passenger is paid, you know, I don't know, $500 a ticket. They don't want to hear a whining baby, you know, crying, you know, on the plane. I've often thought when I hear a crying baby on the plane, I often thought, you know, standing up and basically being the spokesperson for all the people around the crying baby and just being like, shut the fucking kid up, you know, and scream. And then, and you know what would happen if that happened? Everyone would look at you like you're a horror, you know, like in a horror. But then they'd whisper to you like, thanks, man, I wanted to do that, but, you know, yeah, I guess you have more balls than me. But there's a lot of things in life, if you notice that, there's a lot of things in life that we are forced to deal with and can't really do anything about. We deal with other people's things. Crying babies are definitely one of them. You know, it could be at a restaurant, the mall, I don't know, obviously movie theater, if you're African-American. Whoa, that was racist, bro. Another thing that we deal with that we can't really, you know, we're forced to deal with is there's kind of obese people that are overweight. Because if you noticed, like, I'm sitting in coach, you know, which is another conversation. I'm in the back of the plane. I got a whole row in the back of the plane. And, you know, the lady at the front, she knew who I was. And she was, I guess, a big fan of Happy Gilmore. That was the movie I did, Happy Gilmore, with Polly Sandler. And she gave me a whole row in the back. But I'm ranting. You guys, you see, it's just a random what? It's just a random rant. I'm just flowing. Like, think this is what's in my mind. And I'm spewing on my little iPhone mic, my little baby iPhone mic. And it's coming out of you. But we deal with obese people a lot. There's been times where I've been on a plane and there's been an obese person next to me. And, you know, and their arm, you know, is literally halfway on side on my thing. And, you know, obviously, like, the baby, you can't go, dude, you're a fat fuck, you know, move your fat arm, you know, get like a tow rope to like push it over to the side. But he just, you know, sits there, you know. You know, that's why I like to fly by the window seat a lot of the times, because I have a piss problem. I like to pee a lot, so if I get stuck to a fat guy next to me, then I make him get up every time. Sometimes he just says, just rock over me, I don't give a shit, you know. So being I'm on the back of the plane. I don't know, why do I fly on coach? Why do I fly coach when I can afford the first class? I don't know. I guess I like to be around crusty people, or I like to be around the commoners. You know, first class to me isn't that exciting up there. I mean, have you seen the people that sit in first class? Now, if someone is paying for my ticket, then yeah, I'd be in first class. But could I afford it? Yeah, I could afford it. I'm not like, you know, although some people look at me and go, man, what happened? What the hell's Pauly Shore doing in coach? You know, but, you know, I usually take a half an Ambien, you know, and, tie shit around my head, my sunglasses, you know, unshaven. Just want to be left alone. I like to be by the bathroom. It's pretty cool. And then the stewardesses are usually really cool. Or the stewards are cool. They give me sandwiches, and if I want a drink, they'll, like, you know, toss it to me. Sometimes they make me pay for it, you know, in that thing. You know, which I do, you know, if that's the case. But sometimes they're cool and they, you know, they give me a sandwich or something. But I'm on Virgin. Virgin Airways is cool. Although they do need to get rid of that that commercial they did, you know, that dance commercial, you know, telling people to do the, you know what I'm talking about, where they're dancing at the front. It's pretty fucking annoying. They got to either do a new one or just fucking go back to the old ways. That's Richard Branson. Richard Branson, if you're out there, update your fucking commercial. It was cool, like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Kind of like myself. Like, I was cool 4 or 5 years ago, but now it's not. Excuse me. She's got champagne. Oh, God. Sister's got the champagne. So let's talk about where I'm at right now in my life. I've talked in the other random rants that I'm releasing these podcast videos on Crackle, which has been quite a feat as far as delivering them. So we're onlining them and we're mixing them. The guy named John and Warren, Warren's doing the mix, and John is doing the color timing. So in the process of production, if you aren't just putting your stuff, you know, on the internet, you know, but if you're actually selling your stuff to, you know, a Showtime or an HBO or a Hulu and Netflix or a Crackle, they send you these deliverables, and it's like Chinese to me, dude. It's fucked up. It's like, but because I'm funding it, you know, I have to do it myself. It's definitely out of my comfort zone, but I handle it, you know. In life, sometimes the hard things are the best things. You know, you learn how to deliver professionally to a big company owned by Sony. So, you know, my assistant Blaine and Dylan, my intern, and I'm cool. I'm just doing my podcast. No, I'm just doing my random rants podcast, where I just random rant.
Hey.
Whoa, sister. Sorry, that wasn't part of the rant. We're delivering it. You know, we're delivering it. So the process that I'm doing is the color timing and the mix. So you ask, what is color timing for the people in Arkansas or Nebraska or Missouri that don't really deliver these type of things to TV shows? What it is, and people's probably in Hollywood, they might not know what color timing is. Basically, it takes the picture, your video, and makes it look pretty. It evens up the colors, makes me look like Brad Pitt, and just makes the whole picture and the graphics, everything look really pretty. And then there's the mix done with Warren Wood Sound Studios. Warren's mixed a lot of my projects. Good dude in the valley. Good rate. Charges me a good rate, and he's a good dude. So he takes all the audio, and what happens with the audio is he makes it sound better. You know, he mixes it with the music, and just so it pops more. You know, and goes through it, cleans it up, and then Warren takes the OMF, which is the file, and sends it to Chainsaw, who is the place that's doing my online, my color correction, and what they do there. I know this is super boring to you guys, but I'm just telling you I'm ranting, what's going on. He takes the audio, gives it to John, the color timing guy, marries it to the new picture, and then Sweet Baby Weasel sits there and watches it play back. And then from there, We take the E&O insurance, we take the deliverables, and we hand it over to Crackle. So hopefully this week I will be delivering 14 brand new, spanking, beautiful podcast videos, mixed, color timed to Crackle. Each one is about 7 to 10 minutes. The interviews, there's 14 of them. Judd Apatow, Ziggy Marley, Fred Durst, David Faustino, who else? Brett Ratner. I don't know. Go to polyshore.com, click the tab, podcast show, and those are the people that I got coming out. It should be on December or January. So anyways, back to my acting career and where I'm at. I often get stopped on the street, always, from people that know me. Not the millennials. The millennials think I'm a pedophile. They don't understand who I am. They're like, who's this weirdo that's acting weird and touching people? I'm like, that's the Wheeze, bro. They're like, get away from me, you fucking weirdo. You know, I often get stopped on the streets from people, you know, everywhere I go, you know, people over 25 that have seen Son-in-Law, Encino Man, Biodome, Jury Duty, all the films that I starred in, and they're like, what's up? You know, they want to know why I'm not doing more films, and they ask me, is it by choice? You know, did you choose to stop doing movies? And then, or did Hollywood stop giving you movies? And I tell them, I'm like, well, I got to be honest. I stopped doing them because I started a family. You know, I wanted to, you know, did the movie thing. I have a wife and kids. You know, we live in Big Bear. We have a nice house up there. You know, I'm a painter. And, you know, I'm up there and I'm, you know, doing my thing. I also got into real estate. You know, I want to try other things. And then they look at me and go, you're full of shit. Hollywood spatched you. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I've been trying to get back in the mix, you know, forever. But I think the reason why Hollywood doesn't give me movies and doesn't, you know, all that stuff is because they think I am the way that I was 20-something years ago. From what I understand, but that's totally inaccurate because we're all so much different than we were 20 something years ago. I mean, I kind of wish I was the guy from 20 years ago, you know, but I just don't have it in me, you know. And who was the guy 20 years ago, and who is the guy, you know, who is the guy right now? Well, someone's looking at me right now. Okay. So, I think she's got a listener or headphones or something. So, so the guy 20 years ago, he was, you know, in his 20s. You know, he was a guy that, you know, no disregard for anything else but himself, you know, very much about himself, very much about chicks, very much about partying and going out, very much about work, my stand-up, doing my MTV thing and my movies, was just all about me, 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 and I was having fun, having a great old time. Living the dream. I mean, pretty much any kid that are in their 20s, like, I didn't go to college. I went straight from high school into the pros, like Kobe Bryant. And, you know, I got that MTV show and I just had fun. And, you know, do I wish, you know, I could still do that thing? Yeah, but what happens is, like, your body, like, inside, I'm 48 right now, your body just kind of, like, says, no, that's cool. You know, I don't need to go to the party. No, I don't need to get laid. No, I don't need to drink. You know, it kind of just slowly shuts down. And you know, you kind of turn into this guy, which I've turned into, like, a dude that just likes to chill now. You know what I mean? You know, would I do movies if they called? Absolutely. You know, if it was the right situation. Do I get called to do movies all the time? Absolutely. But they're always just some dude that finds me on Twitter that's like, dude, you gotta star in my movie. And I'll like hit him up, and it's like, the guy's never done anything, and he just wants me to be in his movie. So I, you know, if I'm gonna do anything, I gotta surround myself with people that are gonna elevate me, as opposed to just being seen in someone's movie. So till then, sorry, I just burped. Apologize. I'm not supposed to burp on the rants. These are just random rants. But you know, until then, what I do is I do my own projects. I produce my own stuff, and it's pretty fulfilling. And financially, there's not a lot of upside. Kind of putting the money that I make in my stand-up, in the house that I lease a house up in the hills. I live in Silver Lake. I take a lot of that rental income, and I put it into my projects. For instance, the Crackle thing. You know, I own it, I paid for it, I produced it, directed, and I'm kind of like Woody Allen of the West Coast, except for I don't like, I like Asians. What am I saying? Yeah, I'm Woody Allen of the West Coast. That's how it is. So, hold on, I'm going to put a pause on this 1 second, but I'm not going anywhere. Here, I'm back. Anyways, but either way, I've had a great run. My attorney said that to me several years ago. You had a great run. And at first I was like, oh shit, it's over. And you know, I didn't know how to think on those terms, but I had a great run, meaning like I did really well, and I'm very proud of myself. You know, we should all be proud of ourselves, of, you know, wherever we're at, you know, in life, you know. But back to me. Anyways, no, I'm just kidding. No, so, you know, what is my future? What does my future hold? That's the big question, because, you know, am I going to, you know, life begins when your comfort zone ends. Have you ever heard of that saying? Life begins when your comfort zone ends. So if I keep doing the same thing, then I'm going to keep be getting the same results. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, there's no chances. I have a girlfriend, her name's Allie, and she's a really, really sweet person. And it's interesting because, you know, when I first met her, I met her at the Playboy Mansion, you know, where, you know, I met a lot of girls in my life, because that's a place where, I don't know, celebrities or people in the entertainment business go, and they meet girls, and most of the time it's just, you know, to hump them, you know. At least that's what it was for me. You know, I was always like, oh, I'll go to the Playboy Mansion, meet a playmate or a hot chick and have sex, and that's kind of it. But with Allie, it's been a slow kind of friendship that has turned into something special. Definitely has my back. I have her back. And she's a really nice person. And you know, and that says a lot. It says a lot. And I know she loves me, because I pay her to tell me that. No, I'm just kidding. No, I know she loves me because I could just tell when we're together. She does a lot of things for me that are, I don't know. She just does things without me asking her to do it. Like, I know this sounds weird, but, like, for instance, we'll get up in the morning and I'll go brush my teeth and the bed will already have been made. I mean, that's like, I mean, a lot of girls are like, what's the big deal? A lot of guys are like, dude, that's legit. You know what I mean? Or I'll come home from in my day, and like all my clothes will be folded and put away. And a lot of girls are like, yeah, so, like, what's the big deal? And a lot of guys are like, no, that's a big deal. And in the middle of the night, sometimes my back will spasm because I had back surgery several years ago. My back's kind of a little bit thrashed, you know, from the wheeze. And she'll, you know, I'll ask her, I'll say, can you push on my spot, you know, because every dude's got a spot on his back. And she'll just get in there and just put it, and she'll never say no, and she'll never complain. And she's just a very simple girl. She's from Gilbert, Arizona. She has a beautiful mom, a sister, brother, Justin. And I don't know, Allie and I have really grown to become, yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend, but more importantly to me, friends. Because the boyfriend, girlfriend thing is, it's just the title, but friends are forever. And it's pretty cool. And I guess maybe we'll end on that note and leave it sweet. And, you know, obviously we'll talk more about the upcoming things. I'm on Virgin Airlines. I'm flying back to L.A. This is just a random rant with Pauly Shore. It's my podcast, Pauly Shore's Random Rants. And check out my Snapchat, Pauly Shore, and my Twitter, Pauly Shore, and my tour dates of where I'll be and when I'll be, just on my website there. We'll see you guys next time. That's it for now. Pauly Shore's Random Rants from the back of the Virgin Airlines. It's a little turbulence. I don't know if you can tell. Later, guys. Bye.